Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Shoreside Royal Caribbean employees are slowly starting to return to home office at Port Miami. A corporate spokesperson told C-Trade News that 150 employees returned to the corporate offices on Monday. Royal Caribbean, Azamara, and Celebrity Cruises are all based in Miami, Florida. And hold times for Royal Caribbean have been reduced significantly. The cruise line added 100 additional employees to man the phone lines over the weekend. On hold times dropped from 45 minutes down to several minutes. And 8 guests who were stuck on a German cruise ship for over 3 months have finally reached land. The ship was originally sailing along the coast of Australia when the cruise industry shut down back in March. Guests then tested positive for COVID-19, which did not allow the ship to dock at any ports. The ship eventually decided to return to Bremerhaven, Germany, but not before dropping off crew members in Indonesia. All 8 passengers who disembarked in Germany were negative for COVID-19. And it was another great day on Wall Street Monday. Carnival Corporation closed at 24.91, up 15.8%. Norwegian at 26.86, up 19.7%. And Royal Caribbean at 75.12, up 8.1%. More stories at cruiseradio.net. Doug Parker, Cruise Radio News.